Yeah, that seems to be the plan right now, at least I hope so. Everything's going well. We're making great progress in regards to getting back out there. Obviously taking more reps as the practices progress, but I feel good. And with the 48-hour rest we have, before the game, I should be, full speed. So I feel good and feel good about where I'm at.
Tough not to be tentative?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest concerns when you come back. Physically, I feel good, but mentally, it's knowing that you're capable of, planting on it and doing everything that you've been doing, and that'll come with time. And, fortunately, I've been able to, have some reps in practice, but it's going to continue to develop, and, hopefully we can put it behind us.
Clay, any thoughts of we'll just send them out there on third down or nickel? How do you feel about that if they should do that?
I think the plan is it's either all or nothing. I think that's kind of where we're at last week. I felt good last week, but it might be a little too soon to just throw me in the fire. So I think this week we've had the proper time and work running on it and planning and bursting. So it feels good, and I should be good to go. I'm sure they'll spell me a few times and catch me a break, but at the same time, I look to continue my play, in which I've put together in the season.
Clay, the thing that stands out about last year's game is that Brett was just too comfortable in the pocket. How important is getting some, maybe if not sacks, pressure on the guy?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He sat back there and picked us apart, and we don't have to lie about that. But, we have to get some pressure on him. And knowing, he's not as mobile as he once was when he was younger. But if we can get some hits on him, get him off his game, I think it'll, pay dividends for us. So, we'll look to obviously get after him a little bit and hopefully make some plays on the back end.
Do you guys have to change your approach or just do what you did? You do what you do better.
In what regards?
Just sending more people after him.
No, obviously he did a great job last year, but we got a year under our belt of knowing what works and what doesn't. I think we're continuing to progress the defense, and I feel also we got some great players on this team who can get after him. I think we're pretty impressive as far as sacks and pressures and hurries. So I think we should be able to put some pressure on him and force him to make some errant throws or whatnot. So it really just comes down to getting after him and obviously shutting down the run and making him throw the ball.
How does our pass protection look? He hasn't taken a lot of hits so far this year.
Well, yeah, they've got some, for me personally, they got some mammoth tackles, Load Holt, McGinney. So, we got to do a good job of staying alive and getting after him. Obviously, he likes to step up in the pocket, and, he's very comfortable back there, 20 years of playing. So, we got to get him off his game, which is obviously going to be tough to do. But, yeah, he has taken a few hits, and, a quarterback feels that. So, that's what we need to do. And like I said, hopefully, put it on him, and hopefully he starts, making passes that, we can take advantage of.
What makes Peterson
such a His overall game, really. I mean, it's really hard to say one, aspect. He's quick to the gap. He's got a, he's just a hard, tough runner. He's hard to bring runner. He's hard to bring down. He just makes plays out there. He's a special kind of athlete. I mean, what can't you say about the guy? He's an outstanding runner. We just got to stop him before he gets started. I think we'll be all right. Otherwise, if he gets started, we're going to be in for a long day.